Now to a topic of homelessness. There will be a record number of children in homelessness this Christmas in Ireland, at least 600 more than last year. 5,274 children accessed emergency accommodation in October, the latest month for which figures are available. This figure does not include children in IPASS accommodation centres or other types of temporary living arrangements. For the children living in a Focus Ireland-run centre in Finglas, however, Santa did arrive a little early to give these homeless children the gift of a book. Our reporter Ethna Dodd went along.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Are you looking forward to seeing Santa?
Yeah.
Oh, 6, 7 on a Merry Christmas.
I'm so excited.
You're so excited.
I'm having a hot chocolate.
It's ready.
Oh, it's ready. Children living in emergency accommodation in Finglas, County Dublin, got an early visit from Santa this year. Through the Gift a Book programme, children like these, living in homelessness, received a special present. Elena Ryan, Chief Executive of Children's Books Ireland, explains.
We established this in 2020. When we realised so many children who weren't able to go to school during the pandemic had no books at home and therefore no access to reading, no access to stories, no way of escaping the issues that might be going on day to day. What we want to do for Christmas is put a smile on their faces.
Oh, what have you got?
Present.
Do you want to open it?
I'll hold these, you can open it and you can see. Is it?
I can't wait.
We choose the books based on our Best of Irish Books guide, and we've gone through those and selected books that we feel will be uplifting, informative, exciting, a book that a child can read more than once. Those books are all paid for, so they are supporting Irish authors and illustrators.
Can you tell me about your book and what animals are in it?
It's elephants and a butterfly. And a little kids.
Oh, yeah. Reading from an early age is a key indicator of educational and general life success. A 2022 study from the ESRI found there are clear differences in children's reading abilities based on their socioeconomic background.
And then there are those broader outcomes. Mental well-being has been shown to be positively impacted by reading for pleasure. And then you have things like the capacity to empathise, which we're seeing more and more studies showing now, particularly for readers of fiction, the ability to step into another person's shoes, whose life, whose experiences may be very different to your own.
She rubbed her eyes, then gave a roar of delight.
Emma McCracken, a child support worker with Focus Ireland, says she uses books to support the children as it helps them discuss difficult topics.
Books can be good for like opening up like a conversation that we might be difficult to have with the children in kind of a more of a child-friendly way. Room on the Broom or like books like The Gruffalo. But we'd also be using books maybe like The Huge Bag of Worries, which shows children what to do if they are worried and stuff. So especially living in homelessness. You can kind of understand their emotions more with books like that.
Do you want to build a snowman? It doesn't have to be a snowman.
Around 50 children live in the complex between short-term and families in long-term residences with social supports. Sinead O'Reilly is a team leader with Focus Ireland.
Children are waiting the minute they come into homeless services. They're waiting to be housed. They're waiting for a support worker, a child support worker. They could be waiting for a school placement. Could be looking for additional needs, play therapist, creative therapist. It's constantly waiting.
How do you help the kids?
Our team is fantastic. We have child support workers and key workers who every day are dedicated to making that little bit of snippet of life for them a little bit better. Really supporting them with additional needs, homework. Maybe parents could be illiterate, could be a big space that they need help with that. It could be simple as learning how to share with other children. A lot of children would struggle with that, the fear that they're not going to be able to hold on to something that belongs to them. They don't have a home. They don't have something to hold on to. So it's a hard space.
What book do you like, the one that Mammy
really likes?
Dinosaur.
Nicole lives in the short-term accommodation with her three sons.
We didn't come from the best of places. You know, having things like this, it's something that we've never had before, do you know what I mean? So the kids love it.
Do you read to your kids?
I do, yeah. My kids actually won't go to sleep without me reading them a bedtime story. Their daddy isn't present at the moment, and we're doing sort of books like that, you know, child-friendly books like that, which I think will really, really help, you know.
More than 5,200 children will be waiting for Santa Claus this Christmas Eve, not from their home, but from emergency accommodation. Elena Ryan again.
The impact of somebody taking a moment to give a gift to them that's just for them, that doesn't have to be shared with a sibling, that doesn't have to be returned to a library. That's a little chink of light in their day. It's an access to the arts that they wouldn't ordinarily have.
What's your book called?
Humans. This book is about humans.
And what
did
you get?
I
like
that one.
Can you tell me what it says? It says, taking the long way home.
I got a coloring book. Mommy, I got a sticker book.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells.
And some excited children ending that report by Ethna Dodd. And you can learn more about the Gift a Book appeal by visiting the Children's Books Ireland website. Coming up, the fury over the redacted Epstein files.